And the title of this talk is, actually I had already told you, we are addressing, we are working on the phytoextracts. And in this study, foliate spray of phytoextracts sublimated with silicon. And we are mixing the phytoextracts with potential nutrients. We are mixing the sulfur with phytoextracts. We are using the selenium by mixing with phytoextracts of different medicinal plants. And in this study, we have used the silicon by mixing it with the phytoextracts of two medicinal plants. And the foliate spray of phytoextracts supplemented with silicon, an efficacious strategy to alleviate the salinity-induced deleterious effects in P. Pisum sativum. Salinity, everybody knows the salinity is the main problems all over the world, and the Pakistan is also facing this problem, and it affects on different morphological, phenological, and physiological mechanism of the plants, and ultimately leads to the reduction in crop growth and productivity. And in salinity in plants majorly affects the for osmoprotection system and antioxidant activities. And these are the major antioxidants which are affected, so superoxide dismutase, POD, CAT, and GPX, and APX. The silicon is an excellent growth promoting agent, and the silicon application strengthens the plant growth and productivity under different stress conditions, like under heat stress, drought stress, under saline conditions. And it contributes to efficient water utilization of plant by altering the leaf water relations, and it strengthens the photosynthetic activity and its related physiological mechanisms like stomatal conductance and water use efficiency. And the phytoextracts of Melia azedrita, also known as the China berry, and sugar beet contains, we use the sugar beet and China berry leaf extracts. And the profiles which were the chemicals which found in these extracts were the potassium, calcium, sulfur, magnesium, phosphorus, and few vitamins and osmolytes. Pyrrolidine and glycine, betaine was the main dominant osmoprotectants in these extracts. And phytoextracts can give more efficient effects on compared to the synthetically manufactured. In our studies, we observed that the precursors of the pyrrolidine and glycine, betaine in the form of the phytoextracts give the more efficient results as compared to the pure application. Salinity and phytoextracts, silicon in combination with phytoextracts of Melia azedrita leaves and sugar beet roots could effectively mitigate salinity induced detrimental effects on growth and productivity. This was the hypothesis of this study. And the objectives, there were the two objectives, whether or not foliate application of three additives, silicon, Melia azedrita leaf extract, and sugar beet root extract, alone or in combination. Alone or in combination with the other two additives could improve salinity toleranceability of Pisum sativum. And second one was, does exogenous application of phytoextracts supplemented with potential nutrient silicon can better improve growth and principal physiological mechanisms associated with salt tolerance than their application without silicon? The methodology, collection of seeds and sterilization, the seeds of specific cultivar Olympia was collected from vegetable research station in Pakistan, and these were the growth media. Fine sand was used at the growth media, and the seeds were sown in the earthen pots. And these are the growth conditions in a growth chamber adjusted to 26-16 day-night temperature and relative humidity 85 degrees centigrade. Salinity induction, we use a 6 decisiemen EC saline solution of sodium chloride, and it was created 30 days after germination. And why we use this level, actually the threshold level of this specific cultivar P was 8 decisiemen, and it was a very lethal for it. That's why we use the 6 decisiemen, which is below the lethal level of salt stress. And this is the treatmental combinations, foliate spray of silicon, Melia azedrita, and sugar beet ethanol extracts. We use it in different combinations. First one is only distal water used under non-saline conditions. There was no stress in these plants. And second was the distal water under saline condition. We applied the saline condition and foliarly treated the plants with distal water. And then silicon alone, 150 milligram per liter, and then Melia azedrita leaf extract, 6.5 gram per liter. This was an ethanolic crude extract, solid extract, which was dissolved in distilled water. And third one is the sugar beet root extract. It was used 3.5 gram per liter. Then silicon, we used the combinations of two, silicon and Melia azedrita leaf extract. then silicon and sugar beet extract, milli acid detergent, sugar beet extract, and the third last one was the combination of three additives, silicon, milli acid detergent, and sugar beet leaf extracts. And now 6 point, how we, why we use the, these concentrations 6.5 and 3.5. Actually, we conducted a separate optimization experiments on milli acid detergent leaf extract and sugar beet extract. We started the experiment in small pots and we applied the leaf extract starting from 2.5 to the 10, where different ranges of leaf, milli acid detergent leaf extracts and different ranges of sugar beet extract. And these doses give the best results in the form of the plant biomass, root length, shoot length, and photosynthetic activity. Only on the basis of these parameters, we selected these doses for further experimentation. And this is a data collection, physiological and antioxidant aspects were evaluated 15 days after foliar spray, while morphological, plant biomass, and yield attributes were at the end of experiment 90 days after germination. Experimental layout and statistical procedure, it was a completely randomized design, and there was a 5 replications, and each replication comprised of 5 pots having the 7 plants. And these are the few results, effect of phytoextracts on the plant biomass, fresh weight, dry weight, and leaf area. And from these graphs, it is clear that the salt stress has significantly, the second column shows the salt stress has significantly reduced the plant biomass and the leaf area. But the use of our treatmental combinations has improved these plant biomass and the leaf area attributes. But the when we use the combinations of two, milli acid detergent and silicon, sugar beet and silicon, they give the excellent results. And in combinations, when combination of three was used, milli acid detergent, silicon, and sugar beet leaf extract, root extract, it gives a maximum improvement in plant biomass and leaf area. And this is effects of our treatments on the different physiological activities and on photosensors, stomatal conductance, transpiration, water use efficiency, number of stomata, and stomatal size. There was no effect of our treatments on the number of stomata and the water use efficiency. And but in case of transpiration rate, photosensitive activity, and stomatal size, there is a significant, there was a significant effect of our treatments. And again here, the combinations of our additives in the form of two or three give best results as compared to their single application in the form of alone, when silicon was used alone and milli acid detergent alone and sugar beet extracts. And the combination of three additives, silicon, milli acid detergent, and sugar beet, gave maximum improvement in these physiological attributes. And this is the effects of our treatmental combination of chlorophyll contents. Salt stress has significantly reduced the chlorophyll contents, and then there is an improvement by the foliate application of our treatmental combinations. There is an improvement in the chlorophyll contents, and the maximum improvement was noted when combined combination of three was foliarly applied. And the effect of phyto effects on silicon, on lipoperoxidation, membrane stability index, electrolyte leakage, and total phenolic contents. Under saline conditions, the salt stress has enhanced the lipoperoxidation, electrolyte leakage, and hydrogen peroxidase activity. But it has lowered the membrane stability index and total phenolic content. But the application of the phytoextracts in combination with silicon improved, inhibited the lipoperoxidation, electrolyte leakage, and hydrogen peroxide contents. But it has improved the membrane stability index and total phenolic contents. And this is the effect on the different antioxidants activities, SOD, POD, CAT, and APX, GPX, and GTR. And the combination when silicon was mixed with the sugar beet extract and milli acid detergent leaf extract, it has further enhanced the antioxidant activities within the leaves. And these are the few yield attributes. Our treatments did not affect on the number of pods per plant. There was no effect was noticed on number of pods per plant, but the salt stress has significantly reduced the number of seeds per pod and 100 seed weight of 100 seeds. and our treatment combination did not affect on the number of pods per plant, but it has improved the number of seeds per pod, and it has improved seed weight, 1,000 seed weight. And its effects of our treatments on the few nutrients, sodium contents within the leaves and roots, chloride contents within leaves and roots, and silicon contents. With the increase in the soil stress, there is a marked increase in the sodium, both in root and leaves, and similarly, there is also an enhancement in the chloride contents, both in leaves and roots, but there is a reduction in the silicon contents with the increase in the soil stress. But when and there is a increase in there is a decrease in chloride and sodium contents, but an increase in the silicon contents with the application of the silicon along with two additives. And when the additives silicon, milliacidrich, and the sugar beet extract individually applied, they improved the silicon contents but inhibited the sodium and chloride uptake. And the combination of three mostly inhibited the uptake of the sodium and chloride in both leaf and root tissues, but enhanced the silicon uptake. And this is the effect on pyrrolean and glycine-betaine contents and in leaves. These were only evaluated within the leaf tissues. And in the leaf tissues, salt stress has enhanced the pyrrolean and glycine-betaine contents, but our treatmental combinations of three additives further increased these contents. And the maximum increase was observed, and the silicon was supplemented with milliacidrich and sugar beet root extract was treated. And this is the summary of our results. Overall, foliar application of silicon, milliacidrich, and sugar beet caused marked augmentation in growth and yield in stressed plants. But the application of silicon and two plant extracts, milliacidrich and sugar beet, in combination of two, silicon, milliacidrich, silicon, sugar beet, and milliacidrich and sugar beet, and three, can in the form of three silicon, milliacidrich, and sugar beet, give better performance as compared to their individual application. However, among combinations, the blend of three, when three are used simultaneously, presented the highest stress alleviating action. The growth amelioration in response to exogenous application of silicon, milliacidrich, and sugar beet was found to be attributed to improved membrane stability index, green pigments, and photosynthetic activity, stomatal conductance, transpiration rate, water use efficiency, stomatal size, and osmotic adjustment capacity, along with the increase in antioxidant activities. Since silicon and natural extracts of milliacidrich and sugar beet in the form of blend were highly effective in improving few major physiological processes in pea plants exposed to saline conditions, so it can be cheaper and easily manageable remedy to tackle the deleterious effects of salt stress and can be used to enhance the pea productivity in marginal saline areas with salty underground water. Thanks. How much? It was 1 kg.
For 1
kg? Oh, yeah, 1 kg. Yes.
I have two questions, actually. Mm-hmm. One, do you think this is scalable? Is it scalable? The results are quite spectacular when you blend your seed compounds. So is that scalable to field?
Silicon, yes, silicon silicon also promotes the nutrients uptake. Actually, under saline condition, there is an antagonistic effect of sodium and chloride on the calcium and magnesium uptake, and silicon contract with this antagonistic effect, and it it enhances the uptake of the calcium and magnesium. These are the very beneficial nutrients in plant mechanisms. Yeah, yes, it can be. Mm-hmm.
I think this mainly as several is used and also as an insect
Yes, yeah, it also has the other aspect. We have not studied it, but additionally, in future studies, you can use it. Is a very good antifungal, it is a very good insecticide. And most of the bioinsecticides, it is the main component of most of the bioinsecticides. In future, it can be studied, and it have gave the very good results. Some studies have been conducted in our pathology department, and it have gave the very good results against powdery mildew and downy mildew diseases. And it can be utilized.
Have you guys had other silicon, other type of silicon or other type of plants for those extracts when you choose like potassium silicon and also the sugar?
Series of experiments, and it's a project sponsored by the higher education. We are only utilizing the silicon. We are also utilizing the selenium, calcium, magnesium. We are mixing it with the phyto extracts checking its efficiency against different stresses, heat, especially heat and drought and salinity.
And
yes, that's why we are picking up.